Doctors Without Borders Czech Republic has joined forces with the artist Toy Box to launch a new exhibition on Prague's Art Wall Gallery. Morgan Childs visited the opening in Letná Park to learn about the collaboration and also received a lesson in public health.
The unsettling images rise from the embankment above the Vltava, diseases that kill millions around the world, personified as demons. Titled Don't Look, Kala Azar et al., the exhibition is a highly visible effort to raise awareness of a public health crisis. Czech MSF director Pavel Gruber described the so-called neglected diseases depicted in the series.
It's a group of diseases which put in risk more than 1.5 billion people, and they have few things in common. Usually, if you go into the detail and talk about any of them, you discover the diagnostic methods are quite poor, quite toxic, very insufficient, and the same is for medication. So we either have non-medication or a very old one, or a very toxic one.
This is the second collaboration between MSF and street artist Toy Box, who also painted the door to the organization's headquarters in Žižkov. The artist told me about her decision to render the diseases in supervillain form.
There are many people who suffer from these diseases, but the pharmaceutical firms, they don't put enough money to cure them and for the research for these diseases. So it was kind of scary idea for me, because I'm living in a country when if you got cut by a knife in a kitchen, you got proper medical care. And the idea that I am living in a country that is so poor that for me or my kids, I can't afford to reach for proper care, it's such a terrible thing.
On the exhibition website, a letter signed by the diseases themselves urges viewers to continue to ignore them. Gruber, however, says he hopes people will share the images and feel compelled to support the cause. I asked him what would be the most desirable outcome of the exhibition.
If people start to talk about this, if people start to think about it, if people at least are aware that that there is something fundamentally wrong in the research and development of the pharmaceutical industry. It's not about the pharmaceutical companies. By nature, they need to generate more income, but we have many other tools, and simply it's wrong. It's wrong that the overall amount invested in research and development is decreasing in all the pharmaceutical industry. And the level of investment into the neglected diseases is less than 1% of all money invested into the research and development. So for all the industry, these people are actually really neglected, because they are not the true clients who will pay a hell of a lot for a new medication.